This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The youth minister expresses concern about violence in schools and calls for a society-wide action to tackling the growing problem. The Elder Affairs Minister raises concern over mistreatment of National Assistance Board workers and stresses it must stop. The Barbados Meteorological Services warns of increased lightning activity and urges the public to exercise caution. And thousands of U.S. dock workers strike, leading to its first major shutdown in 50 years. Good afternoon, I am Krista J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. The Minister of Youth, Charles Griffith, has expressed concern over recent incidents of violence in schools and sees need for a whole-of-society approach in addressing such issues. He was speaking on the sidelines of the launch of the Youth Entrepreneurship Schemes Community Business Labs at the Spitestown Resource Center in St. Peter. Mr. Griffith said that the issue can be controlled, but believes the issue of parenting must be addressed.
As Minister of Youth, any violence that involve young people will be a concern to me. I know in recent times we've seen some flare-ups in a couple of the schools, primary and secondary, but I don't think it is at a level that we cannot manage. The truth is that I believe a lot of it is to do with parenting. Government, the Ministry of Education cannot really be responsible for what is happening within the ranks of our young people. There must be a concerted effort to deal with parenting at a level that maybe we have never seen before. I know that my colleague, Minister Lane, would have put a very extensive parenting program in place, and I think it is something that is required now.
He added that communities also have a greater role to play in helping the island's children.
One of the things that I also believe is absolutely required is for our communities to come back to mentoring our young people. It can't be a situation where I'm living in a community, I'm seeing a youngster who's going astray, and I believe that that is not my responsibility because he's not my biological child. So I think it is an all-inclusive approach that we need to wrestle the violence that we're seeing within the ranks of the young people to the ground. It is not a government alone problem. It is one that is impacting all of us, so all of us need to be on board in terms of wrestling the situation to the ground.
Minister of Youth Charles Griffith. The Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs is raising concerns about the increasing mistreatment of National Assistance Board, NAB, workers, stressing that it needs to stop. Speaking during the NAB's annual church service in honor of Senior Citizens Month at the James Street Methodist Church, Elder Affairs Minister Kirk Humphrey highlighted several worker complaints. He urged Barbadians to show more respect to NAB staff, who are critical in supporting the nation's elderly.
I have had a number of persons come to me and tell me that when they're trying to do their duties, it becomes more difficult. We've had situations where across the ministry, people have to deal with dogs or, you know, neighbors or family members who are feuding, a brother and a sister, feuding over the assets of an older person taking it out on the staff. This has to stop. Our staff, when they come to a household, they come in to do work on behalf of the government, but also on behalf of the older person, on behalf of the family. And we're seeing a number of reports of people not being treated well.
Mr. Humphrey is calling for greater assistance from family members of the elderly who have dementia.
Particularly, we have seen an increase in dementia. We know what dementia may do to a person. And it takes a lot of patience and effort to deal with a person who has dementia. And people who have dementia, as we all know, sometimes believe what they say, but what they're saying is not necessarily the truth. And we also now have to have relationships. It's like school. We want parents to be more involved in their children's lives, but they don't come to the PTA meetings. We want persons who are associated with older persons to be more involved in their lives, but they only show up when there's a problem. And of course, they show up even more so when the older person is dead and they're seeking to claim the assets of the older person.
Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, as Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, in the lunchtime edition. The Barbados Meteorological Services has been closely monitoring the increased lightning and thunderstorm activity across the island over the past month. Deputy Director of the Met Office, Brian Murray, explained the cause of the recent surge in lightning activity.
As far as what As we noticed recently that there have been a lot of talk around the amount of lightning and thunder that has been experienced across the island during the past month, especially on days like September the 8th, during the localized activity from the 17th to the 19th, and especially on the night of September the 26th. Now, in order for lightning and thunder to occur, you need to have thunderstorms. And in order for these thunderstorms to develop, they need the following conditions: adequate low-level moisture, strong daytime heating, and light winds. So what has been occurring is that, especially last week, we had a series of thunderstorms not developing just offshore, and that will have accounted for the spectacular lightning displays that you have been seeing. Now, the thing about it is that at the Barbados Meteorological Services, we send out severe thunderstorm watches and warnings depending on the frequency of the lightning strikes.
Mr. Murray told Starcom Network News it is unsafe for people to be outdoors during lightning strikes. He is urging the public to stay indoors during the strikes when they occur.
As far as fault lightning is concerned, it is not safe to be outside because you're not going to know where it's going to hit. Fault lightning tends to look for the tallest objects. So in the event that you see a lightning strike, especially fault lightning, it is best to stay indoors or to head for the nearest safe shelter as you can. Avoid sheltering under trees because trees can also attract lightning.
Deputy Director of the Met Office, Brian Murray. Director of Department of Emergency Management, Kerry Hines, is stressing the importance of senior citizens being prepared for natural disasters. Ms. Hines believes that ensuring seniors are ready to face emergencies is critical for their safety and well-being. Her comments came this morning during a workshop put on by the Department of Emergency Management and the Barbados Association of Retired Persons, BARP, on protecting our seniors during disasters.
Today represents another opportunity to leverage and amplify the conversation surrounding the resilience of seniors in disasters, acknowledging the need for collective action in assisting seniors to get ready and stay ready to ride out the storm, to keep cool and calm during these bursts of heat waves, and to cope with pandemics and weather any adversity that may come your way. Seniors, we at the DEN see you as an experienced and wise group who can contribute to resilience building. We want to hear your challenges and your solution. It is important that we devise practical disaster risk management strategies to support you.
Director of the Department of Emergency Management, Kerry Hines. The ruling Jamaica Labour Party maintained its comfortable advantage in the parliament after the former minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Matthew Samuda, easily won the by-election in the party's stronghold constituency of St. Anne Northeastern. The JLP controls 48 of the 63 seats in the parliament, and Samuda contested the by-election after the minister in the Ministry of Education and Youth, Marsha Smith, had last month announced her resignation with immediate effect. According to the preliminary results, Mr. Samuda received 4,838 votes as compared with 222 for independent candidate David Fritz Anderson and 30 for Chase Neal of the United Independence Congress. And finally, tens of thousands of dock workers have gone on strike indefinitely at ports across much of the U.S., threatening significant trade and economic disruption ahead of the presidential election and the busy holiday shopping season. Members of the International Longshoremen's Association walked out today at 14 major ports along the East and Gulf Coasts, halting container traffic from Maine to Texas. The action marks the first such shutdown in almost 50 years. Recapping the headlines, the youth minister expresses concern about violence in schools and calls for a society-wide action to tackle the growing problem. The elder affairs minister raises concern over mistreatment of National Assistance Board workers and stresses it must stop. The Barbados Meteorological Services warns of increased lightning activity and urges the public to exercise caution. And thousands of U.S. dock workers strike, leading to its first major shutdown in 50 years. That was a lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Crystal J. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on StarcomNetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.